Welcome back to the show. Todd Zwillick with you today. Well, as ISIS draws closer to the Syrian capital, we want to take a moment now to look back at the origins of the caliphate-driven terrorist organization. All the way back to the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq in 2003, the Ba'ath Party was disbanded at that time, and so was the Iraqi army. 400,000 members of that defeated army were left without jobs and without pensions. In many cases today, it's those disillusioned former officers who are now the decision makers within ISIS. That's a much different view of the group than what's projected to the west of the hooded British and other Western recruits leading that campaign. Joining me now with more is Hassan Hassan. He's co-author of the book ISIS, Inside the Army of Terror. He's also a columnist for the national newspaper in Abu Dhabi. Hassan, welcome.
Thank you for having me on.
One thing that you and other analysts have been writing is that the roots of the problem with the so-called Islamic State, ISIS, actually go back to the United States occupation in 2003. It goes back to the Provisional Authority, Paul Bremer, and the U.S. Army.
Yes, indeed. I mean, it's the policies that followed the Iraq War have a lot to do with what we have in today in the form of ISIS. But really, the origins of ISIS and the way it behaves go back to the 1990s when Saddam Hussein started a campaign called the Islamic Faith Campaign. And when he tried to Islamize Ba'athism, he took a variety of measures to legitimize his regime through Islamic references. And that influence, that mix between Ba'athism and Islamic elements influenced what we see today.
So Saddam Hussein was the leader, both ideologically and in reality, of the Ba'athist movement, of course. He wanted to seem more Islamic because maybe the world was changing for him. And so he kind of did a hybrid. Today, Hassan Hassan, what you're saying is that many of the leaders behind the scenes at ISIS would be people that the United States recognizes.
Yes, indeed. After the Iraq War, a lot of the former officers of the Iraq, you know, Saddam Hussein regime, started to join forces with extremists, with Islamic extremists, and they influenced each other. You know, straight after the Iraq War, a lot of them mixed and mingled inside prisons. So Ba'athist influenced Islamic extremists and vice versa. That influence, it's really complex in terms of mindset, you know, that like the kind of very vicious, very ultra-nationalist, callous attitudes that that Ba'athism has as an ideology in both Iraq and Syria. And, you know, the Ba'athist elements who were in these prisons also became influenced by this ideology, the jihadi ideology. And what we see today, a lot of the, you know, ISIS members, especially the top leaders, have some kind of background within the previous regime of Saddam Hussein. They worked in the intelligence and they worked in the military and the security. They brought their skills into this organization and they shaped it in a lot of ways.
And so that suggests that even though on our TVs, when we see horrific videos and propaganda from the Islamic State, you know, we see Jihadi John, we see Western fighters or Syrian fighters on our television screens, extremely Islamist, extremely religious, ideological people. In fact, what you're suggesting, Hassan Hassan, is that a lot of the people pulling the strings behind this movement may not be all that Islamist at all. They may be a lot more practical and just former Saddam acolytes who see an opportunity.
One cannot understand ISIS without understanding Ba'athism. But we also have to understand that it's actually, like you said earlier, it's a hybrid ideology. And it functions in different ways. The top leaders, I think they believe and they shape and they define the ideology of ISIS that we see today through Jihadi John and so on. And, you know, these scenes that you mentioned are all too familiar. I mean, in the 1990s, if you go back, you know, do like a little research, you'll find videos of Fidayeen Saddam, which is like the elite force that were tasked to protect Saddam Hussein. The way they trained is very similar to the training and the exercises of ISIS today. There's a video of them trained to how to behead people. The similarity is uncanny. I can give you an example from the ground in Syria, in my area. People who were loyal to the Assad regime, to the Ba'athist ideology in the beginning when the uprising started, when the state collapsed in that area, they sat at home and they did not join the Free Syrian Army. When the Islamists came, they did not join the Islamist groups, as in mainstream Islamist groups. But when ISIS came to their area, suddenly they became members of ISIS because it actually fit their mindset. It fit the way they believed.
So before we let you go, Hassan, you know, there's another important ingredient to this. We talked about the disbanding of the Iraqi army. We talked about disaffected, unemployed Sunnis who later on maybe became members of the Sunni insurgency and then ISIS. But also the Shiite-led government in Baghdad. A lot of fighters in ISIS felt like they had no role in politics that was going on in Baghdad, that they had been marginalized. Now that Nouri al-Maliki is out, and now that we are hoping we have a more inclusive government in Baghdad, does that provide any hope that any of these former Ba'athists who are fighting with Islamic State might think that they have an alternative, or is it too late for that to change?
It's too late. I mean, you could hope that former Ba'athists within the other groups, the other Sunni groups like the Naqshbandi army or the tribal or the military councils that were formed in recent years, these people can be co-opted. But people within ISIS, I believe they have adopted the ideology of ISIS. They actually believe in what ISIS is and what it represents.
So if you want to get an idea of what's going on behind the scenes in ISIS, look no further than 2003, the U.S. invasion. Look to the Shiite-led government in Baghdad and look to former Saddam loyalists in the ranks of Islamic State. Hassan, co-author of the book ISIS Inside the Army of Terror and columnist at the national newspaper in Abu Dhabi. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.